It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
158 here at Q92 KLQP. Madison Dawson, let's say good afternoon to Paul Ramo.
All right, thanks a lot, Mater, and good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramo out here at La Caparo Valley High School for softball action today. Big day out here at the Valley. There's going to be four softball games going on here, and it's going to be an exciting day, that's for sure. First, the La Caparo Valley Eagles are going to be taking on the Lakeview Lakers. Lakers are 7-6 on the season. They're 8-8 overall. And the La Caparo Valley Eagles are having a great season again under head coach Scott Sawatsky. Eagles are 13-4 overall, and they're 10-0 in Camden Conference. Let's run through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the visiting Lakeview Lakers, leading off will be Kyra Hens. She's played shortstop. Batting second is Taylor Hens. She'll be catching. Batting third, Aubrey Rush, the left fielder. Batting fourth is Kaya Goretzky. Goretzky is playing first base. Batting fifth is Olivia Hens, the third baseman. Batting sixth and playing second base, Avery Hens. Batting seventh, the pitcher, Tegan Feeney. Batting eighth and playing right field, McKenna Anderson. Batting ninth, Aubrey Peterson out in center field. That's your starting line. State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lakeview Lakers. For the La Caparo Valley Eagles, leading off this afternoon will be Jalen Lee. Jalen will be playing first base, batting second. And playing second base for La Caparo Valley, Kayla Jan. Batting third, Kendall Shelstead. Kendall will be playing third base, batting fourth. Then playing shortstops, Brandy Meyer. Batting fifth and catching is a senior, the only senior on the team, Claire Borstead. Batting sixth and playing left field, Callie Kahn. Batting seventh and playing right field, Jada Kessler. Batting eighth and pitching, Val Piotr. Batting ninth and playing center field, Zoe Doctor. The Eagles are coached by Scott Sawatsky, assisted by Tanner Feach and Ryan Lee. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Orato, with offices in Canby and Madison. Huge day out here today. We've got a special event between games here. La Caparo Valley will be taking on Tracy Milroy Ballatin after the Lakeview game, and they'll recognize the senior, actually the only senior on the team this year, Claire Borstead, will be recognized between games here. Claire was just named the female athlete of the year this morning at the sports breakfast out at La Caparo Valley. On the girls' side, congratulations to Claire. And also T.J. Mitchell was the male athlete of the year for La Caparo Valley. So good, great honors there. Really nice crowd out here at La Caparo Valley. It's beautiful out. Wow, not much wind. The sun is shining. It's going to be a great day, that's for sure. That wraps up your Subway pregame show. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes as they play the national anthem, and we'll have the first pitch between the Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers in a Camden Conference matchup right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative.
Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 6317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located east Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
All right, welcome back to La Caparra Valley High School. Yeah, afternoon game, early afternoon softball game out here at La Caparra Valley. Kind of a big day. There's going to be four varsity games being played. La Caparra Valley taking on Lakeview here right now. And then 4 o'clock, the Eagles will take on Tracy Milroy Ballaton. And then the JV field, Lakeview will be taking on Ortonville on the JV field next to us here. And the 6 o'clock game back on the varsity field, TMB will play Ortonville. So Tracy Milroy, Ballaton, Ortonville, Lakeview, and La Caparra Valley all getting in some games here today. Lakeview did play last night a doubleheader at home, and they lost to Murray County Central 10-3, and they beat KMS 14-4. So here we go, La Caparra Valley and Lakeview. La Caparra Valley's Val Piotr in the circle for the Eagles, throwing a lot of innings this year along with Maya Sawatsky. And behind the plate is Claire Borstad. Here's your first pitch of the game. Kyra Hins is the batter, first batter, and the pitch is outside for ball one. Usually when I'm out here at La Caparra Valley, the wind's blowing 100 miles an hour, but it's really nice out here, just a light breeze. Next pitch, ground ball, chopper. Shellstead to third base, then not going to be able to throw it. Hins swung at the ball and then kind of just went off her bat and dribbled down the third baseline for a base hit. To start the game for Lakeview, here's Taylor Hins, the catcher. Pitch outside, there goes the runner. Here's the throw down to second, not in time. Lakeview really has a young team. They have a start, a seventh grader, three eighth graders, one freshman, two sophomores, a junior, and a senior. Here's a pitch from Piotr, a bunt laid down. It's a good one. Piotr fields it, throws not in time. Here's a play at the plate, and she's safe. And Lakeview gets a run as Hins, Taylor Hins, there's four Hins on the Lakeview team. Taylor Hins laid down a beautiful bunt. Piotr fielded it and then threw to first to Jalen Lee. And then when she threw to first, Kyra Hins, round third, scored on a close play at home. And she was safe. So Lakeview has a 1-0 lead. And the number three batter, Aubrey Rauch, is batting. She's a left fielder. Lakeview has a runner on second base. Top of the first inning. The pitch by Piotr hits Borstad and it goes to the backstop. That allows Hins to go to third base. Boy, a lot of action here in the first three batters for Lakeview. A lot of things happening. One ball, one strike to Rauch. Piotr in her windup in the pitch. And that gets by Borstad, but staying by at third is Hins. Lakeview loves to run the bases, so does Lacaparo Valley. Lakeview getting a lot of softball in with a late. They didn't get that done at their second game till almost 10 o'clock last night. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Change up for a strike. Nice pitch there by Val Piotr. Claire Borstad behind the plate. Jalen Lee playing first. Kayla Jan at second. Meyer at short. Shelstead at third. That's your infield. Here's their 2-2 pitch by Val, and she pops it up down the first baseline. It goes out of play. Ooh, a fan in the top row there. Couldn't haul it in. Got a nice crowd out here at Lacaparo Valley for this 2 o'clock start. 2-2 pitch to Rauch with a runner on third base. That's Taylor Hins. Here's Piotr's pitch inside. Nice stop there by Borstad, the catcher. 1-0, Lakeview leading, Lacaparo Valley. Aubrey Rauch at the plate. The full count pitch, ground ball, base hit, right center field, scores a run. There's an RBI single for number 10. Aubrey Rauch, and it's 2-0. Lakeview leading Lacaparo Valley here out. Here in the top of the first, here's Kaya Kavretsky. Pitch is low. Runner stays at first. Kaya Kavretsky. That's a mouthful there. See if the Eagles can get it out here. Here's the windup in the pitch, squares around the bunt, throw to the pitcher and goes off Piotr's glove. Runner stays put. Lacaparo Valley sporting 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. Currently in first place in the Camden Conference at 10-0. Conference game here. There's a nice pitch for a strike by Piotr. One ball, two strikes. Lakeview at the 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. Nobody out. Val Piotr, the junior, delivers. And that's low for ball two. 2-2. Come on out to Lacaparo Valley. A lot of softball yet to be played this afternoon. You can have dinner out here There's a trailer put up there, and they got Steakum swinging and a miss for strike three. A blazing fastball there, striking out Gorochki. Bell's first strikeout. One out brings up Olivia Hins, the third baseman. The windup in the pitch. There's a ground ball. Brandy Meyer fields it, goes to second. Oh, Kayla. Oh, they got her out. They're going to call her out at a force at second. So two outs. Fielder's choice there. Here's Avery Hins. As I mentioned, there's four Hins in the lineup. I think there's like six or seven Hins on the roster for Lakeview. That was a big force out. Nice fielding play by shortstop Brandy Meyer. Flipped it over to Kayla Jan. Kayla caught the ball long enough to force the out, and then she dropped it, tried to relay it to first. Hins at first base, two outs. Avery Hins batting. Popped up right side of the field, and it's going to go out of play. Yeah, over there, Lockball Valley dugout tailgating going on. Mike and Tammy Borsted set up their trailer over there. They're serving brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, and steak cubes, folks. And a pitch down low. Here's the throw by Borsted. It's on. Oh, she's safe. Was that close? What a nice throw by Borsted from her knees. And Hins steals second base. But I thought you got Clint Schiller is the base umpire. I was going to call her out. Avery batting. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down the first, and there's your third, second strikeout for out number three. But Lakeview comes up with two runs on three hits. No errors, and they leave one on. So we'll go to the bottom of the first inning with Lockapaw Valley coming to bat. It's Lakeview 2, Lockapaw Valley nothing. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Welcome back to Lockapaw Valley. 2-0, Lakeview leading Lockapaw Valley in this Camden Conference matchup. A lot of high school sports being played in the area. Down in Marshall is the Camden Conference Golf Championships, boys and girls. And right now is Dawson Boyd leading Lockapaw Valley girls by two strokes with four holes to go at the Marshall Golf Course. So those two teams, the Dawson Boyd girls and Lockapaw girls, they've been battling all season long, and a two-stroke lead with four to go. We'll talk about the boys here in a little bit. All right, Lockapaw Valley batting here in the bottom of the first. Lakeview scored two in the top of the first. They lead 2-0. Here's Jalen Lee. Changeup. The pitcher is Tegan Feeney, a sophomore right-hander. And the first pitch there was a strike to Jalen Lee. Kayla Jan on deck for Lockapaw Valley. Here's a pitch, ground ball, right back to the Lakeview pitcher, and an easy throw to first base for the first out. Jalen hit it hard, but it's just a one-hopper right back to the pitcher, Feeney. As I mentioned, this is a very young Lakeview team. Very good team, too. Here's Jan, swing and foul back. Got a sophomore pitching, a ninth grader behind the plate, an eighth grader at first, an eighth grader at second, a seventh grader out in right field, and an eighth grader in center field. How about that? Here's the pitch. thing is inside for a ball. Kendall Shellstead on deck. Kayla Jan batting. One out here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Popped up right field. Right fielder coming over. Camps underneath of it. That's seventh grader McKenna Anderson. And she makes the catch for out number two. I don't think I've ever seen such a young team in a varsity softball team as Lakeview here. Here's Kendall Shellstead. The first pitch, a strike right down the middle. Last week in Dawson, I think it's one of the longest home runs I've ever seen in softball, girls softball. Shellstead hit a solo shot, and it might have rolled into 212 from the softball field. Man, she smoked that one. One ball, one strike to Kendall. Feeney in her windup and the pitch. Swing, ooh, she took a big cut and fouled that one back. Kendall has had a tremendous season here. Really good softball player. Solid at third base defensively. Actually, that's one of the strengths of the Eagles. They did have a couple bad games with errors, but their defense infield is spectacular. There's a shot, well hit, and it's going to go over to left fielder's head. Shellstead's on her way to second base. And she's in with a stand-up double for Kendall Shellstead. Well hit ball again. And she's hitting the ball well. Left center field over the head of the left fielder, Aubrey Rausch. She didn't have a chance at that one. And now let's see if Brandy Meyer can hit Shellstead in. The Eagles are down 2-0. Feeney pitching to Brandy Meyer. Takes the first pitch, a ball. Brandy looking down to Coach Scott Sawatsky. A lot of softball here at Lockpaw Valley today. Pitch is high. As I mentioned earlier, come on over. Mike and Tammy Borstedt have their food trailer set up. And I have a lot of choices to choose from there. Here's the pitch. Strike two. On strike one, two balls, one strike. Brandy Meyer batting, the shortstop for the Eagles, trying to hit in teammate Shellstead, who got a stand-up double. Here's the pitch, swing, and fall back. Missed, or got a piece of it. No, a stolen base by Shellstead. So Kendall at third base now. Yeah, the home plate umpire, she must have missed it. So it's strike two. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Runner on third for the Eagles. Brandy Meyer at the plate. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul right off by Coach Sawatsky. Coach Sawatsky, Scott, tried to stop it with his foot. A little slow there, Scott. 2-2 count. What a gorgeous day for softball. Feeney in her windup, the pitch. And that's high for ball three. We have a full count to Brandy Meyer. Claire Borstedt on deck if Meyer gets aboard here. Here's a big pitch for Lakeview's Feeney, the pitch. And that's high for ball four. We got runners on the corners. And here's the senior, Claire Borstedt. Claire Borstedt will be batting here. Now Meyer goes and runs down to second. There was no time called. Meyer just rounded first and kept going to second. No throw by Lakeview. So here's Claire. See, a base hit could score two and tie it up. Big at bat here in the first inning for Lacaparo Valley. Feeney in her windup. The pitch is high for a ball. We got Brandy Meyer on second base. We got Kendall Shellstead at third base. Eagles are down 2-0. And Tegan Feeney in her windup, the pitch to Borstedt. Swing and a miss for strike one. One ball, one strike to the senior. As I mentioned, Claire was named Athlete of the Year at this morning's awards breakfast. One ball, one pitch, strike, swung on, foul back to the backstop. So a big pitch coming up here for Feeney, the sophomore. for Lakeview. One ball, two strikes to Claire Borsted. Shelsted at third. Meyer at second. Tying run is at second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There's a shot to left center field. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Borsted is on her way to second. I don't know. She puts the brakes on. And a two-run single, two RBI single for Claire Borsted. Wow, what a big hit for the senior Claire Borsted. Shelsted scores. Meyer scores. We're all tied up 2-2. Big hit there. Wow. And she had two strikes on her. Now, Borsted's going to steal on the next pitch. Here's the throw, and Borsted slides into second base safely. Callie Kahn batting, a sophomore for La Caprile Valley. Timely hit there by Borsted. Ties it up. 2-2. Beanie's pitch to Kahn. Swung on and fouled towards the third base dugout. See, the Ortonville Trojans are just arriving. They will play the 4 o'clock game at the JV field next to us here. They'll play Lakeview. 4 varsity games out here at La Caprile Valley today. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the short. Shortstop fields it. Strong throw to first. Hins the shortstop, and she's out. 6-3 put out. And 4-3 out. So for La Caprile Valley in the first inning, 2 runs on 2 hits. No errors, and 1 runner left on base. The big hit by Claire Borsted. Two RBI single. We'll take a break. Lakeview coming to bat here in the top of the second. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Hey, back here at La Caprile Valley on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Hey, what a softball game. What a first inning that was for both teams. We're tied up 2-2. Between La Caprile Valley and Lakeview. After this game is over, they'll have a little break, and they're going to honor Claire Borsted, the only senior on the Eagle team, and do some other stuff, I guess. And then the Eagles will take on Tracy Milroy Ballatin at 4 o'clock. All right, here's the pitcher, Tegan Feeney, batting the face Val Piotr. Tied up 2-2. We're in the top of the second. Pitch is a strike. McKenna Anderson, the seventh grader, on deck for Lakeview. Piotr taking her time here. Now the delivery. There's a shot popped up. Third base caught by Kendall Shelstead. Just a little bloop pop-up to Shelstead at third. And one out. Here's the number 8 batter, McKenna Anderson. The pitch. That's strike one. Nice fastball there by Piotr. Bell's a junior. Bell likes to take her time. And that's okay. Some pitchers like to get that ball back from the catcher and throw it right back right away. Swing and a miss for strike two to Anderson. So now Val can play around here with an 0-2 count to Anderson. The pitch. Oh, in the dirt. Nice stop by Borsted. Playing the outfield for Lacapoix Valley, Callie Kahn in left field, Zoe Doctor in center, Jada Kessler in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Changeup missed inside for a ball. That was a nasty changeup. Off-speed pitch there by Val Piotr. 2-2 count to the number 8 batter. There's pop foul right over the press box here. Count remains 2-2. Boy, getting a nice crowd out here at Lacapoix Valley now. We're going to have a full house here in a little bit with four varsity teams and all their fans coming into the valley. Pitch. Strike called. Strike 3 called. Outside corner, Val Piotr. That's Val's third strikeout of the game. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Lakeview 2, Lacapoix Valley 2. Here's the number 9 batter, Aubrey Peterson, the center fielder who is in 8th grade. Takes the pitch, a ball. Just a light wind blowing. A little hazy from the smoke. If you look out far away there, you can see the haze in the sky. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Top of the second. 2-2 count. Lots of twos on that scoreboard out there. The pitch by Piotr. Swing and a miss for strike two. Now we got more twos. Two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning. Tied up 2-2. Peterson at the plate. Here's the pitch by Val. In the dirt. Borsted with the stop again. Val wears the mask. Well, actually, all the infield wears the mask. Pitch inside, just missed for ball two. Or ball three, excuse me, 3-2. A lot of high school sports coming up. I mentioned the golf conference golf championship, Camden Conference Golf Championship at Marshall, the Austin Boy Lacapoix tennis team. They're at McRae today. We've got baseball all over the place. There's a shot. Oh, just out of the reach of Brandy Meyer for a base hit. That was a good at-bat for the 8th grader, Aubrey Peterson. And she gets a single with two outs, fourth hit of the game for Lakeview. Now the top of the order, Kyra Hens, who got a base hit, came around the score in that two-run top of the first inning. Piotr, left-handed batter, Hens. The pitch by Val, outside and low for ball one. Kyra Hens. Kyra's a sophomore. Plays shortstop for Lakeview. Next pitch down low. Runner stays at first. See if Claire Borstick can throw her out. I'm sure Peterson will be taken off on this pitch here. Two strikes, two outs. Piotr in her windup. There's a ground ball to the right side. Right back to Jalen Lee, who's playing way in and fielded it cleanly. Nice play by Lee. The Eagle first baseman unassisted there. So for Lakeview, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We go to the bottom of the second now. Tie ball game, 2-2. You're listening to Lacapoix Valley Eagles softball right here on Q92.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for the weekly Madison Silver Dollar Day drawing, which is held each Tuesday at this time with the name drawn at the chamber office and announced right here on Q92.
To be eligible, you must register in any participating business, then be in a participating Silver Dollar Day business at 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon. You must be in the store at the time of the drawing. You may not enter after your name has been announced. Winners, pick up a blue card from the merchant, sign it, bring it into the chamber office at 623 West 3rd Street, downtown Madison, to pick up your Silver Dollar Day certificates. Participating businesses include Madison Hardware Hay, Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator, Culligan, Detoy's Family Restaurant, Heather Nursery, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Klein Insurance Agency, Madison Bottling Company, Madison Healthcare Services, the Lackawanna County Historical Society at the Museum, Madison Municipal Liquor Store, Madison Mercantile, Madison Optical, Midwest Machinery Company, Hoden and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, Patrick Cafe, Thrifty White Drug, United Prairie Bank, and United Prairie Insurance. Thanks for shopping your Silver Dollar Day merchants. We have $200 in the Silver Dollar Day jackpot today. Haven't had a winner for a while. Let's see if we can pull one out today. The name drawn is Mary Olson of Madison. That's Mary Olson of Madison for $200. So if Mary's in a participating business, give us a call here at the radio station, the chamber office, so we can announce whether or not we have a winner today. Again, for $200 in the Silver Dollar Day jackpot, the name drawn today is Mary Olson of Madison. And thanks, everybody, for shopping your Silver Dollar Day merchants.
All right, we're back here at Lackawanna Valley. As we come out of commercial break there, Jada Kessler got a base hit, hit a kind of a bouncer, a grounder to the second baseman who knocked it down. Now a bunt by Piotr, and they throw it wide. It goes out in the right field. Kessler's around in third. She's being sent home. Here's a play to the plate, not in time, and the Eagles take a 3-2 lead. Good base running there by Jada Kessler. Val Piotr. Put a bunt down. They're going to throw her at first base. Throw her out, and they threw the ball way wide, and the ball went out to right field. And that allowed Kessler to go all the way from first to home, and the Eagles lead 3-2. Here's Zoe Doctor, the number 9 batter. Now down to third base goes Piotr, and she's in there safely. Zoe Doctor batting. New score now here in the bottom of the second. Lackawanna Valley 3, Lakeview 2. Piotr at third base. Doctor batting. There's a ground ball, third base, and it's just foul. Actually, might have hit the third baseman in foul territory there. That's kind of an odd hop there. Two strikes on Zoe. One out here in the bottom of the second. The pitch popped up in the infield. The pitcher, Feeney, calls for it just outside the circle and makes the catch for the out. And that's one out. Here's the top of the order for Lackawanna Valley, Jalen Lee. Jalen grounded out to the pitcher in her first at bat. She's got an RBI out there in Piotr at third. Here's a changeup high for a ball. A lot of people sitting in lawn chairs out beyond the left field fence and vehicles out there. Center field, right field. Soaking up the sun. Ground ball, third base. Bare hands it, can't bare hand it. And everybody's safe, and Val Piotr comes in to score the fourth run for Lackawanna Valley. Up the bat, for two, Kayla Jans. May have to give an error there. Third baseman came in, Olivia Hins. She had to hurry. She was trying to bare hand the softball and cunt, and that allowed Lee to get aboard first base. Here's Kayla Jans. Hey, it's 4-2 now. Jans squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and Lee down the steal second. The ball goes off the center field. Jalen's on her way to third base. Listen to the Lackawanna Valley crowd. Kayla Jan at the plate. There's only one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Eagles now have two runs in the first inning and two in the second. Jan pitch high and inside. Kayla flied out to the right fielder, Anderson, in the first inning. Kayla talking with Coach Sawatsky at third base. Trying to get some more runs at third base is Lee. Here's the pitch. Bunts it down the first baseline, and the first baseman throws it home. Not in time. A run scores. Now Jan is caught. It gets back. Now they throw it out the center field. Kayla Jan's rounding second. Kayla Jan to third base. And Kayla Jan's being sent home. And she scores. Kayla Jan. Oh, my goodness. Lakeview throwing the ball around. Now the head coach comes out for the Lakeview Lakers. She's not happy. The Lakers threw the ball around. They threw it. Jan was kind of going between first and second. And they threw the ball to second to try to get her out. And the ball sailed on the, I think it was the catcher. And it went out to center field. And the center fielder had come in to cover the infield bases. And there was nobody there. So Kayla Jan comes around to score the whole way there. And it is 6-2. Jalen Lee scored easy from third base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Four runs in here in the second inning. Nobody on, one out, and Kendall Shellstead batting. Lakeview's, they have three errors in this inning, and it's cost them big time with runs. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Major league pop up to center fielder Roush coming in. She's not going to get there. Drops in front of her. Shellstead's on her way to second. She's safe with a double. Kendall Shellstead with two doubles in the game. That was a high pop-up. Roush, she was playing way deep left field. She had to run a long way for that, and she just couldn't get there in time. And it dropped in there for a base hit. Now it's Brandy Meyer's turn. Eagles having a big inning here, folks. Four runs in. Just one out here in the bottom of the second. Eagles lead 6-2. Brandy Meyer batting. Changeup, strike one, right down the middle. Shellstead's 2-for-2 with two doubles. And a run scored. Meyer walked and came around to score in the first inning. The pitch to Meyer, foul back. Right to my left here. Brandy Meyer, a junior playing shortstop for the Eagles. One out. Here's the pitch by Feeney. Ground ball knocked down by the third baseman. Long throw to first. They get her. Shellstead goes to third on the throw to first. Nice job by the third baseman for Lakeview, Olivia Hens. That was a hard hit ball by Brandy Meyer. And Hens knocks it down with her glove, picked it up with her bare hand, and threw a strong throw to first to get Meyer. And Brandy runs fast. Here's Claire Borsted. The pitch is a strike to Claire. She's got an RBI out there. She had the big hit in the first inning for Lacapaw Valley. Two RBI single. Scoring Meyer and Shellstead in the first inning to tie it up. Here's the pitch. Chop foul for strike two, so Claire falls behind 0-2. Claire Borsted batting for the Eagles. That two RBI single in the first, that came with two strikes. Can help her team out here with a RBI. And a ground ball up the middle. Oh, stopped by the shortstop. Throws to first and they get her. What a play by Kyra Hens, the sophomore shortstop. I thought for sure that was going to go out to center field. But Hens covered a lot of ground there and scooped it up and made the throw to first and got Borsted just in time to end the inning. But the Eagles come up with four big runs in that inning, and they lead 6-2 with Lakeview coming to bat here in the top of the third. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Bartonwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Lovingston, says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Bartonwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Bartonwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
All right, so 2, 3, and 4 batters for Lakeview. They find themselves down now, 6-2 to the Eagles. Val Piotr continuing in the circle here for La Caparra Valley. She's given up 4 hits in the first 2 innings. And first pitch to Taylor Hins, the catcher, is high for a ball. What a big inning there, last inning for the Eagles when they score 4 runs. Popped up behind home plate. Forstead unable to get there. Once again, I want to encourage people to come out to La Caparra Valley because there's four softball games going on. 2 games at 4 o'clock and 1 game at 6. Come out and have supper out here. Mike and Tammy Forstead have their trailer set up there serving brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, and steak cubes, folks. I hope there's some left by the time I get down there. Here's the pitch. Growl. Oh, off the glove of Shelston. Oh, goes, and they get her. Oh, what a play by the Eagle defense. Hins hit the ball so hard it went off the glove of Shelston, went to glance to Brandy Meyer, and then Meyer threw to first, and Jalen Lee with the stretch and the out to get Hins on a very close play. Base umpire Clint Schiller. Here's a popped up in the infield, and Jalen Lee calling for it, makes the catch. 2 outs, couple pitches there. What a defensive play there between Shelstead, Brandy Meyer, and Jalen Lee. Here's the Gavetsky batting. 2 outs now here in the top of the third. The pitch is high for a ball. Boy, yeah, that was a close. Taylor Hins, that was very close at first base. And you're lucky you got Jalen Lee over there. She, with her long stretch there, pulled it off. That was almost like the Minnesota Twins, something like that. Where remember the Twins highlight where it hit the third baseman? And glanced off the Twins' third baseman, and the shortstop for the Twins caught the ball. It was something like that. Gavetsky batting. She's in the first inning. 3 strikeouts in the game here for Val Piotr. 6-2, Eagles lead here in the third. Ground ball, shortstop Shelstead scoops it up like a vacuum cleaner and throws over to first for the out. Nice play by Shelston, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. Third inning, the La Caparra Valley 6, Lakeview 2. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Pierce in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Pierce offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Pierce team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Pierce and apply online at PierceFoods.com. Pierce, safe people, safe food.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at La Caprile Valley. A rare early afternoon softball game started at 2 o'clock. The Eagles taking on Lakeview. And then at 4 o'clock, we will not be broadcasting this game, but La Caprile Valley will play Tracy Milroy Ballatin. And then the other 4 o'clock game on the field next to us here, Lakeview will take on Ortonville. And the 6 o'clock game back on the varsity field, TMB will play Ortonville. So a lot of softball out here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Eagles lead 6-2 here in the bottom of the third. And it's the, let's see, one Callie Kahn batting. Face Feeney, shot down the third baseline. Foul, hard hit ball there by Callie. Jada Kessler on deck. Callie Kahn batting. She grounded out to short, to Kyra Hintz. And she hits that one to short, and it goes right underneath the glove. I think they're going to get a base hit there to Kahn. Give a base hit there to Kahn.
Up the bat, number 9.
Kind of the same place where she hit the ball in the first inning. Here's Jada Kessler, who got a base hit and came around to score in the second inning. So Kahn at first base, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third inning if you're just tuning in. Kessler squares on the run, pulls it back. Here's a throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base there for Callie Kahn. Coach Scott Sawatsky likes to run the bases. Jada Kessler batting. One strike on Jada. Good softball player, Kessler. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the infield. Shortstop calling for it right in front of second base, Kyra Hinz, and she makes the catch.
Up to bat, number 12.
One out. Here's Val Piotr. Val reached out in air, came around to score in the second. Eagles put up 2 runs in the first and 4 in the second. We're in third inning here. And a bunt foul by Piotr. Val trying to bunt her way on. La Caprile Valley was in the Wabasso tournament on Saturday, a large tournament down there, a lot of section teams. There's a shot right back to the pitcher, makes the catch. Piotr hits the ball, line drive right back to Feeney, the pitcher, for the second out. And here's Zoe Doctor. 2 outs now. Yeah, the Eagles were in the Wabasso tournament on Saturday. It took 3rd place. Pitches a strike, or a ball to Zoe Doctor, who bats in the number 9 spot. On deck is the leadoff batter, Jalen Lee. Eagles have Callie Kahn at second base. There's a ground ball foul. Just foul down the third baseline. Boy, the Eagles are getting around early on Tegan Feeney. Feeney in her windup. And here's the pitch. Changeup strike call. Eagles 13-4. They're on top of the Camden Conference. They have a huge conference game this Thursday when Camby Miniota comes to La Caprile Valley. Here's a ground ball to Kyra Hine. Ends at short. Throws it high over the first baseman's head. Kahn's rounding third. She's being sent home. She scores on the throw home. And the Eagles lead 7-2. An error there on the shortstop. Doctor hit the ball to short, and the ball sailed on her to first base, went over Kavetsky's head, the first baseman. And a nice base run in there by Kahn. Here's the top of the order for La Caprile Valley and Jalen Lee. Jalen grounded out to the pitcher and then reached on an error and came around to score in a second. 7-2 now. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Feeney. And Feeney throws the first for the out. To end the inning for the Eagles. But Lacapau Valley comes up with one run on one hit, one error for Lakeview, and the Eagles leave one on base. We'll be back here at Lacapau Valley with more softball. The Eagles lead 7-2.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
7-2, Lacapau Valley leading Lakeview in this Camden Conference softball matchup out here at Lacapau Valley this afternoon. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Olivia Hens hits the ball down the left field line, goes foul. For strike two, Olivia Hens batting. She's the 6, 7, and 8 batters for Lakeview. They scored two runs to start the game right off the top of the first inning. They scored two quick runs, an RBI by Rauch, and then Val Piatra has shut him down after that. And the Eagles have a 7-2 lead. Olivia Hens batting, 0-2 count. Pitch is ball one. Other softball games in the Canadian Conference this afternoon, RCW at YME, McCray's at Canby, Minnesota, and Dawson Boyd, they're hosting KMS this afternoon. We're in the top of the fourth here, 7-2 Eagles. Popped up right side of the field. Jalen Lee giving chase, and it goes into the stands. I think that's the same fellow that missed the other foul ball. Having a tough day over there. Two strikes on Hens. One ball, two strikes. A lot of people in both stands here, and a lot of cars out here in the outfield. People in their lawn chairs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back. Knocked down by Piotr. Throws the first for the out. Good defensive play there by the Eagle pitcher, Val Piotr. One out. Here's Avery Hens, the second baseman, and Piotr struck her out in the first inning. Avery is an eighth grader. As I mentioned, Lakeview, a very, very young team. Be good for the next 4 years for sure. All the varsity experience. As I mentioned, they start 1 7th grader, 3 8th graders, 1 9th grader, and 2 sophomores. And a senior popped up. This is well hit. The center fielder, Zoe Doctor, comes over and makes the catch. Nice catch there by Zoe Doctor in center field. Two outs. Doctor come over, Zoe did, and then Jada Kessler was over there. I was afraid they were going to run into each other. But they're off at the last second, made the catch in right center field. Here's a pitcher, Feeney. Ground ball, Brandy Meyer at short, throws the first. Hey, that's a quick 1-2-3 inning. The Eagles rush off the field. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles coming up to bat. They lead 7-2. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo out here at Lacapral Valley High School this afternoon. Camden Conference softball, the Lakeview Lakers, and the Lacapral Valley Eagles. Right now we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Eagles come in the bat, and they lead 7-2 over Lakeview. And I tell you what, there's been some good defensive plays by Lacapral Valley and some timely hitting. Eagles did score a number of runs, on especially in the second inning, with Lakeview having three errors. The Eagles ran the base as well there. Come on out to Lacapral Valley. Mike and Tammy Borsett have their trailer set up. Selling hamburger, just about everything they're selling over there, and steak cubes. I saw all the steak cubes Mike had prepared, and there's a lot of them, so there's plenty to go around. I believe it's a fundraiser for the softball team. A kind of a tailgating party going on out here at Lacapral Valley right now. Here's Kayla Jan. Takes the pitch, falls it back. One ball, one strike to Kayla. Kayla reached on an error, came around to score in the second. And actually, she came around to score. I mean, she ran the bases. She was at the plate. And a couple throwing errors by Lakeview allowed her to run from home to home. Two strikes to Kayla Jan. She's logged a lot of varsity innings here in her career. And she's still just a junior. Two count to Kayla. Kendall Shelstead on deck. Feeney, the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Right side of the field. The second baseman, Hins, calling for it. Makes the catch almost by first base. Second baseman came way over.
Up to bat, number 13.
And made the catch behind first base for the out. That was a high pop-up there by Kayla Jan. Here's Kendall Shelstead. Kendall's ripping the cover off the softball. She's 2-for-2 with two doubles and a run scored here in this ball game. Takes first pitch, a ball. Just tuning in, the Eagles lead 7-2. Big Camden Conference matchup here. Ball to Kendall. As I mentioned earlier, Kendall's hit a couple home runs on the season, none bigger than last week in Dawson. I thought the ball was going to clear 212 at one point. That was one of the longest softball home runs I think I've ever witnessed. And Coach Sawatsky said the same thing in the postgame show last week. And, oh, a strike called. Kendall kind of bailed on that. Thought it was a ball. Three balls, one strike to Kendall Shelstead, the Eagles' third baseman. Tegan Feeney delivers. There's a high pop-up going foul territory. Third baseman giving chase. Can't get there. And we'll do it over. On deck for the Eagles is Brandy Meyer. Kendall Shelstead. Full count to Kendall. Here's the pitch from Feeney. She went for a low one and got a piece of it. Well, that pitch was way low. She golfed at it, took a golf swing, got a piece of it, stay alive. She's shaking her head. She's a little disappointed in herself there. Full count pitch again. Oh, call strike three. Nice pitch by Feeney. Wow. That was nasty.
Up to bat, number three, Brandy Meyer.
So Feeney strikes out Shelstead for the second out. Here's Brandy Meyer. For her third at-bat in the game, pitches inside for a ball. Meyer walked and came around the score in the first inning, then grounded out to Olivia Hins at third base. The pitch, changeup strike. I think that's Feeney's best pitch is her changeup. One ball, one strike to Brandy Meyer. The windup and the pitch in the dirt. Ball two. Lakeview actually played a doubleheader last night at home. They lost to Murray County Central 10-3, and then they beat KMS. That's kind of a surprising score, 14-4. There's a ground ball, the third foul. Third baseman Hins picks it up. I tell you what, I was talking to Coach Sawatsky before the game here, and Ryan Lee, and Tanner Peach, and the section tournament, which starts next Tuesday, it's up for grabs. Oh, there's a well-hit ball out of play down the left field line. A lot of good teams in Section 3 this year, and anybody can be anybody this year. Edgerton, Southwest Christian, probably dominant. RTR, you know, Kyer Alderson, the pitcher for RTR, one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, had 14 strikeouts against Wabasso last night, but they lost. RTR lost 3-1 to Wabasso. There's a high fly ball. Left center field comes over in the left, then they collide. The ball goes off their glove, and Meyer's rounding second on her way to third. Aubrey Rauch and Aubrey Peterson, the left fielder and center field, kind of collided, and the ball went off someone's glove. And that allowed Meyer to go to third base. And so here's Claire Borsted. Claire had the big hit in the game so far in the first inning, a 2-RBI single. She swings at that one and fouls it back. She can pick up another RBI here with Meyer at the plate. Or Meyer at third base, excuse me. 7-2 Eagles. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Feeney's pitch, ground ball, chopper right back to the pitcher. And with two outs, easy throw to first for the outs. Eagles, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We will go to the top of the fifth inning. It's La Caprile Valley 7, Lakeview 2. You're listening to La Caprile Valley Eagles softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
7-2, La Caprile Valley leading the Lakeview Lakers, as the Lakers are going to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. And tell you what, once again, I just want to mention that Mike and Tammy Borsett have their food trailer over here. Come out here for supper or dinner, whichever you call it. And there's going to be a lot of softball being played. The Eagles will play another game after this one against Tracy Milroy Ballatin. And then TMB will play Ortonville at 6 o'clock here on the varsity field as well. So a lot of JV games being played next here in the JV field. So just a good number of people out here enjoying a nice day of softball out here at La Caprile Valley. Our next broadcast will come Thursday. Big conference game for baseball. KMS at La Caprile Valley Thursday, 5 o'clock start. You want to tune in for that one. That's going to be a dandy. All right, here's the first batter. It's the 8-9-1 batter. McKenna Anderson takes a swing and fouls it back. Piotr's pitched outstanding here. through four innings. McKenna Anderson struck out in the second. Her only at-bat in the game. Here's Piotr's pitch. Popped up. Brandy Meyer. Little blooper to short. He makes the catch. Throw out number one. Brandy's been busy. At shortstop. Tell you, this infield for the Eagles, and Coach Sawatsky brags about them. Claire Borstead behind the plate, Shelstead at third, Meyer at short, Jan at second, Jane. And they don't commit too many errors. Swing and a miss there by the number nine batter, Aubrey Peterson, who is an eighth grader. They had a couple bad games where they had some errors, especially against Dawson Boyd last week. So, changeup. What a nasty pitch there by Val Piotr. Holy smokes. Strike two. Peterson was thrown off balance there. Change of speed. 0-2 count to Peterson. Piotr's pitch. Fastball missed. Yeah, the Eagles really done a nice job pitching this year with Piotr and Maya Sawatsky coming in, getting some innings lately, the second half of the season. Maya's just a seventh grader. Strike three called. Nice pitch by Piotr. Two outs. And here's the top of the order for the Lakeview Lakers, Kyra Hinds. Lakeview 8-8 overall, .500. Piotr's pitch inside. Oh, a strike called. Woo. Lakeview fans, I heard a little ahs and oohs about that one. Bell, inner wind up, and the delivery is low and outside for a ball. The Eagles have retired 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, the last three innings. Innings 2, 3, and 4 have all been 1-2-3, and they're looking to get a third out here. The pitch. Ground ball. Going to be a base hit. Out to center field. And I jinxed the Eagles there. Shouldn't have mentioned it. A base hit by Hinds. Kayla Jan was playing more towards first. First baseman Jalen Lee was way in on first, like on the right side of the field with the left-handed batters up. Jalen Lee is just a few feet from the batter. Actually, she's way in from first. And then Kayla Jan sneaks over, kind of plays between first and second. And so a little shift going on here. There's the pitch. No throw by Borstead. And Hinds steals second base. That was just the third hit, or fifth hit of the game for Lakeview. Corners are in. Shelstead's in at third base as well. Two outs. Ground ball foul. We're in the top of the fifth inning. La Caprile Valley 7 and Lakeview 2. Two outs here, and Taylor Hinds batting. There's four Hinds girls in the starting lineup for Lakeview. Pitch popped up, Shelstead in foul territory. Ooh, can't get there in time. Kendall had a late start there, and it slipped when I saw her start to run towards the pop-up, and she kind of slipped. Yep, she's got a big smile on her face. He's telling Coach Sawatsky that right now. I slipped. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Taylor Hinds. The pitch. Outside. Ooh, Lock Brawl fans not liking that call either. 2-2 count to Hinds. Runner on second base. There's two outs. Val Piotr. Infield is way in. Val Piotr in the windup. The pitch. High. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Wind blowing in. Pitch coming up here from Val Piotr, the Eagle Jr. Here it is. Ground ball. Brandy Meyer. First. Nobody covering first. Now the play at home. Not in time. A run scores. And going down to second is Hens. Hens hit the ball to Brandy Meyer. The infield is in. Jalen Lee was way in too far, and Jan didn't get over to first in time. So a run comes in for Lakeview, and it's 7-3. Here's number three batter, the left fielder, Aubrey Rauch. Here's the windup of the pitch. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner to third. No throw. Stolen base. Strike one there to Rauch, who had an RBI, single or double in the first inning. Runner on third for Lakeview. Here's the pitch by Piotr, high for ball. One ball, one strike to Aubrey Rauch. Seven-3 Eagles, the pitch. And that's low for a ball. Well, after getting the first two batters out quickly, Bell's run into a little trouble here with a run scored and a runner at third base. Rauch, ready to take the pitch. Here it is. And that's low. We got 3-1 count. 3-1 count to Rauch. Eagle defense ready. Bell's in her windup and the pitch. Ground ball, Brandy Meyer short. Fields it. Quick throw to first. Get the third out. Brandy's done a fantastic job at shortstop today. So for Lakeview, they do pick up one run on two hits, one error, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. Eagles come in the bat. They're gathered around Coach Scott Sawatsky. Eagles lead 7-3. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparral Valley High School. Camden Conference softball. The game started at 2 o'clock. And the Eagles lead 7-3 as the Eagles will bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Coach Scott Sawatsky had his team gathered around him for a long time. They're actually just breaking the huddle now. A long discussion there with his team there between innings. So Lacaparral Valley will put up Callie Kahn, Jada Kessler, Val Piotr, first three batters, 6, 7, and 8 batters for Lacaparral Valley. Section tournament begins next Tuesday. That's right. Softball and baseball tournament section play will begin Tuesday. I believe the seedings will be out on Friday. Here's the first pitch to Callie Kahn. It's a ball. Section play. Got some new teams in the section this year. BBE, Belgrade, Bruin, and Arosa joined Section 3. KMS and Camby Miniota, they are up in Double A, so they're not in Section 3A. McRae, Ortonville, Dawson, Boyd, YME, RCW, Benson, and the Braves out of the West Central Conference. Ground ball, nice stop by Hens at short, throw to first, not in time. Base hit there for Callie Kahn.
Up the bat, number 9, Jada Kessler.
Here's Jada Kessler. BBE. They're 7-4 on the season.
And the rest of the teams in Section 3A North have losing records. Chopper foul by Kessler. So anybody can be anybody this year. Section 3A South has got RTR, Edgerton Southwest Christian, Wabasso. That's loaded down there. The windup in the pitch is missed by, I believe, the first round's at the higher seed, so the Eagles will be getting a home playoff game Tuesday. We'll talk more about that with Coach Sawatsky. Eagles lead 7-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Pop foul. The play. Jada is coming up to the batter's box there, and she's swinging away. Eagles 7 runs on 5 hits. Lakeview's committed 5 errors in the ballgame. Here's the pitch by Feeney. Strike 3 called. Ooh, Jada shakes her head. No. One out. Brings up the pitcher, Val Piotr. Got a number of people here watching the softball game this afternoon. A lot of people out beyond the outfield fence sitting in the lawn chairs. See, they put up tents down there now. Here's the pitch to Piotr. It's by the catcher, and Callie Conn will go down to second base. Zoe Doctor on deck. Been watching the American flag in center field. Sometimes it's blown straight out, and now, like right now, it's hardly doing anything. Just a light breeze. Pitch is down low to Piotr. I believe the Eagles are undefeated in conference play at 10-0. My stats are right. Swing and a miss. Throw it on the third, and it goes off the left field. And Conn gets up. Here comes the plate at the plate. Not in time. The Eagles score their 8th run. The swing and a miss by Piotr, and then Connor's trying to steal third, and the catcher, Taylor Hinz, threw it down to third, and it went out to left field, and Conn went home on the play. 8-3. Here's a base hit by Val Piotr to left field. Base hit, Piotr. It's 8-3 now, Acapulco. Here's Zoe Doctor. Zoe's made contact with the ball. Her 2 at-bats, flied out and grounded out. See, the Ortonville team is here. Tracy Melroy Belton is here. Here's the pitch. And the strike, here goes a runner down the second, and she is out. Piotr thrown out, trying to steal second. Nice throw by the catcher, a freshman, Taylor Hinz. 2 outs. Piotr was trying to steal second base, and the throw was right on the money from the Lakeview catcher, Taylor Hinz. 2 outs. Here's Zoe Doctor. 1 ball, 1 strike to Zoe. She bats in the number 9 spot for the Eagles. Feeney's pitch is a strike. Eagles have a big game Thursday out here at Lacapaw Valley against Camby Miniota. Wind up in the pitch by Feeney. Pop foul behind the backstop. Looking at the conference standings, this possibly depends what Camby Miniota does today. But Camby Miniota, they're 10-1 in the conference, so that might be for the conference championship Thursday. Pop foul on the first baseline with Camby Miniota. Camby Miniota, they're 13-6. Here's Feeney's pitch, and that's inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here for the Eagles in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 8-3. Doctor at the plate for Lacapaw Valley. Called strike 3. Feeney with 2 strikeouts in the inning. for the Eagles. One run on two hits, one error, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. The Eagles have an 8-3 lead over Lakeview. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Well, Lacapaw Valley with an 8-3 lead over Lakeview. We're going to the top of the sixth inning here. And Lakeview will be batting. Hortonville Trojans are here. And the Trojans are coached by former Lacapaw Valley coach Amanda Kells. Amanda coaching Hortonville Trojans. I think this may be her second or third year coaching the Trojans. Coached the Eagles for a number of years as well. Here's the first baseman for Lakeview, Kaya Kovetsky. And a solid pop-up caught by Brandy Meyer. I thought that was going to go to left field. Meyer chased it down and made the catch. And Brandy's wearing a big smile on her face. That's one thing I noticed about the Lacapaw softball team. They're all having so much fun. They're always wearing smiles. Ground ball to Meyer. Oh, right underneath her. Goes out to left field. Brandy's not smiling now. An error there. Here's Avery Hens, the second baseman. Top of the sixth inning, we play seven. Eagles lead 8-3. Avery Hens batting. The pitch is foul. Hens batting. Let's see what Avery's done. She struck out and popped out to Zoe Doctor in center field. Zoe's playing really shallow center. Wind up in the pitch by Piotr. And it's foul ball. I think you're trying to make something happen down 8-3 here in the sixth. Eagles coming up in the bottom of the sixth will start with the top of the order. And Jalen Lee. Val taking a deep breath. In the circle for the Eagles, here's the pitch. Outside. Between games, the Eagles have played Tracy Milroy Ballatin about 15, 20 minutes after the conclusion of this game. And then between games, they're going to recognize the seniors. And there's only one senior on the Eagle team, and that's Claire Borsted. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice fastball there by Piotr. Two outs. Here's Tegan Feeney, the pitcher. Lakeview has a runner on first base. That's Olivia Hens. Here's a windup in the pitch. The ground ball just fouled. The home plate umpire very adamant there. And I think it's two strikes. No, one strike. Two outs. Two outs here in the sixth. Piotr in her windup in the pitch. Down low, there goes the runner. Here's the throw from Borsted, not in time. Stolen base there by Olivia Hens of Lakeview. baseball, a lot of baseball being played today. Dawson Boyd at YME. Pipestone's at Lacapaul Valley in Madison today. There's a foul back. Ortonville's at TMB, RCW at KMS, and Murray County Central's at Mineota. That in baseball. Pipestone at Lacapaul Valley in Madison, Madison Memorial Baseball Field. That should be a good one. Here's the windup and pitch by Piotr. Strike! Oh, drop by the catcher. Force it, now the tagger out. And that it will end the inning. So for Lakeview, no runs, no hits. One Lacapaul Valley error and one left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Eagles coming to bat. They lead 8-3. We'll take a break. You're listening to Eagle Softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, we're back here between innings. 8-3, Lacapaul Valley leading Lakeview here in the bottom of the sixth. As I mentioned, between games, they're going to honor Claire Borstedt. Just want to read you what Coach Scott Sawatsky says about Claire, the only senior on the Eagle team. Claire is the daughter of Mike and Tammy Borstedt. Claire has been a jack-of-all-trades for our softball program. She has experience playing the outfield, where she made memorable plays for our 2022 team that was one game away from making the state tournament. She has played at third base and also has done a little pitching for our team. However, Claire has found her home behind the plate this year, where she has exploded onto the scene, gunning runners out with her snap throws from her knees, blocking balls in the dirt, and just plain tough-nosed ball. She is also enjoying her most impactful season at the plate. Claire's leadership has been instrumental in our team's success this season. And Coach Sawatsky goes on to say, as the top of the order is up in Jalen Lee. Jalen has two strikes on her, and there's the ball. Mike and Tammy, Coach Sawatsky says, thank you for your donations as they pertain to our field improvement efforts, as well as your leadership of the Dugout Club Meal fundraiser today that's going on. And Coach Sawatsky says, Claire, thank you for all you have given to the program. Keep playing hard as we have a lot of season left. And remember, you will forever be part of the process when it comes to Lacapaul Valley softball. So that's a tribute that Coach Sawatsky is giving Claire Borstedt here between games. I thought I'd play that now since we'll be off the air. There's ball four to Jalen Lee. Jalen Lee walks to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Kayla Jan is batting now. This is the fourth at-bat for Kayla. She's made contact all three times. Squares are on the bunt. Here's the throw. Field. And now Jalen's going to take off for third, and she gets to third base. That ball just sailed on the catcher, Taylor Hins. And Kayla Jan batting. Kayla's popped out twice and then reached on an error. Here's the pitch inside. Oh, a strike call by the home plate umpire. That's why I don't ump. Kayla, two strikes on her. Here's the pitch. Shot right field. Not off the glove of the second baseman. Base hit. And that's going to score Jalen Lee from third base. Do a base hit there to Kayla. Ball just hard hit ball. It's going to go out to right center field. The eighth grader, Avery Hins, who played second, kind of reached for it or dove for it and just nicked her glove. Well, that's a base hit. Here's Kendall Shelstead. There's a solid hit going to go into the gap. Goes all the way to the fence. Kayla Jan rounding third base. She's going to score. Kendall Shelstead with another RBI double. Three doubles in the game for Kendall Shelstead. And the Eagles lead 10-3. Shelstead taking the first pitch and hit it in between the left fielder and center fielder. It rolled all the way to the fence. Here's Brandy Meyer with Shelstead on second. Pitch down low. Shelstead's going to third. There'll be no throw. Kendall, three doubles in the game. And she struck out in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Meyer. There's a pop-up. Shortstop will make an easy catch there. And there's one out. Here's Claire Borsted. Claire had the biggest hit of the game so far. It was in the first inning. A two RBI single, scoring Shelstead and Meyer. And she can score another one. I think the last two at-bats for Karen. There's a ground ball. Shortstop fields it, throws it low, and it gets by the first baseman. Kendall Shelstead scores, and Borsted goes down to second base on an error by the Lakeview shortstop. Shelstead scores, and it's 11-3. La Caprile Valley. Here's Callie Kahn. Callie had a big hit, and it came around the score last at bat. This time she grounds it to Hins, the shortstop. The sophomore throws the first for the out. Throw to third. Safe. Ooh. Two outs. Callie Kahn grounding out the short. 6-3 put out. Now the throw to first. Claire Borsted goes to third. But what a nice throw by Gavetsky, the first baseman for Lakeview. She threw to third. They almost got Borsted out at third. Now the home coach for Lakeview coming out to talk with Clint Schiller, the base umpire. Want to know what happened there. Now Coach Scott Sawatsky talking with Claire. Jada Kessler batting. Here's Feeney in the windup, the pitch. Strike called. Little change of pace there by Feeney. Tracy Milroy Ballatin is here. Ortonville is here. The pitch, swing and a miss by Kessler. About 15 minutes after this game, Lakeview will go to the JV field, and they'll take on the Ortonville Trojans. And on the varsity field, Tracy Milroy Ballatin will take on the Eagles. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Pitcher Feeney makes the catch for the third out. So that will end the inning for La Caprile Valley, but they pick up two more runs, and they lead 11-3. Lakeview coming to bat here in the top of the seventh. The Eagles three outs away. Can they do it? We'll find out after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the La Caprile Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, La Caprile Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right, we're in the seventh inning, folks, and the Eagles lead 11-3 over the Lakeview Lakers. Eagles three outs away from picking up their 14th win of the season. Val Piotr continuing their warm-ups. Still got time to come on out to La Caprile Valley, have some dinner. Mike and Tammy Borsted have their trailer set up down the first baseline here. Fundraiser for the softball team. Serving a lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff. Steak cubes, that's what I'm after. Cheeseburgers, hamburgers, bratwurst, hot dogs with water. So come on out and get some really good softball. Beautiful day. If you want to bring your lawn chairs and park it, and, yeah, a couple more games here. All right, the Eagles, the 8-9-1 batters for Lakeview. Here's a pop-up, and Brandy Myers makes the running catch in shallow right field off the bat of Anderson. One out. Anderson, shallow right field. Callie Kahn running in from left field. Brandy Meyer to shortstop running back, and Meyer made a nice running catch. Here's Aubrey Peterson batting, the number 9 batter. Piotr's pitch, swing and a miss. Six strikeouts for Piotr in the game. Here's the next pitch to number 9 batter, and that's a strike called. Two strikes on Aubrey Peterson, the center fielder. Peterson's in 8th grade. 11-3 Eagles here in the 7th. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Strikeout number 7 for Val Piotr. And Lakeview down to their last out here. Here's the top of the order and Kyra Hens. Kyra Hens batting, a left-hander. The pitch. Strike called. About 20 minutes after this game, the Eagles will take on Tracy Milroy Ballatin. We'll not be broadcasting that game, so you have to come out and have some dinner with Mike and Tammy and enjoy the game. 6 o'clock, Ortonville will be taking on TMB. Here at La Caparo Valley. Tremendous crowd right now. One ball, one strike to the top of the order of Hens. Popped up. Brandy Meyer, who else? Behind second base makes the catch. And the ball game is over. And the Eagles win it. 11-3. How about that? And both teams shaking hands behind home plate. Eagles pick up their 14th win of the season. 14-4 overall. Remain undefeated in the conference play. They have another conference game coming up in about 15, 20 minutes with Tracy Milroy Ballatin. But we will have a Neon Needles post-game show. And I think Coach Scott Squassi will probably make his way up here. So we'll take a break. We'll come back right after this. The Eagles win it 11-3.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility. Critical Access Hospital, Home Care Services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Oh, sir. All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports out here at Lacapra Valley. Eagles come up with an 11-3 win over Lakeview, and Coach Scott Sawatsky is going to join me here and with the post-game. And let's make this quick, Scott, because I want some steak cubes.
Yeah, I hear you. So do I. I'm going to have to wait, though, I think.
What a job by Val Piotr.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. She's been solid all year for us, just very consistent, and she's worked her tail off in the off season, weights, camps, etc. And she just puts us in good situations. So she did a fabulous job.
Well, Lakeview jumped out on top with two runs right off the bat there, and then you guys came back with two with a big hit, a two RBI single by Borsted.
Yeah, you know, Claire's had an outstanding season too. She's just been solid for us on both sides of the, both offensively and defensively. So it doesn't surprise me that as a senior she's stepping up in the moment and delivering when we need it, and we needed that.
Yeah, you did. Then a bunch of errors by Lakeview, got you four runs in the second, but you still had some good hits the remainder of the game. Anything else stand out in
no,
your mind?
No, well, I just think defensively we did a nice job. We made a lot of plays. It's a little bit of a windy day out here, so the ball does some funky things, but our girls hung in there, made plays for Val, and that's what we're going to need to do is have team efforts with, you know, with our wins, and I thought we did that today.
You guys are you undefeated in conference play?
We are undefeated. I think we're 10-0 in conference play right now, so don't jinx us, Paul.
Oh.
Well,
that's what I just wondered. Yeah, 11-0 now, but you got TMB next.
Yeah, I really appreciate you bringing that up right now.
Well, you got a big game Thursday then.
Right on, yep. So we've got, and that's what we just talked about out there, is we've got part one of the process done today. We've got a two-game lead in the conference, and part two is now. And so we're going to attack it, get after it. We feel like TMB is they're going to be hungry. You know, somebody wants to knock us off for that first loss. And so there's two teams left to do it, and we are going to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right, you're going to honor your only senior on the team. She's coming up here, standing right next to you. Talk about Claire's game today and her career.
Well, Claire is consistent for us. You know, she has really stepped into her role this year behind the plate, catching for us, and she has an absolute cannon. So that's been an asset for us as far as throwing runners out. She's gotten much better defensively, blocking balls. And then just her positive energy, her willingness to take constructive criticism. I told her on third base, you're lucky you're safe there for not sliding. Otherwise, her and I would have had a moment. She leads by example, for sure.
All right, great atmosphere out here today.
Got to love it. Beautiful day. Appreciate the people being out with us. And for those people that are farming and wish they could be here, thanks for listening on the radio. Thanks for being here, Paul.
Hand the headset there to Claire. We'll just chat with Claire for a second. Got to chat with the only senior on the team, Claire. Wow, congratulations. How you doing?
Good.
Your dad's saving me steak cubes, he said.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
A couple orders.
They're good.
So talk about the game here.
Well, it was a really big team win, and I'm really proud of all the girls. We all made really good plays to win, and our bats got going, and we just, overall, it was just a really good game.
Is this the first year you've been behind the plate?
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, do you like playing catcher?
Yeah, I do. It's fun to be going from outfield, not being involved in every play, to being involved in every single play.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, and you get a T-shirt and a Subway, a Valley meal from Subway in Appleton and Dawson. So
thank you.
And they're going to honor you at out on the field now.
Yeah, they are, I guess.
You'll be front and center.
Oh, just for everyone to see.
Look at your mom and dad over there. They're working hard. See, they're waving. They're listening to us in the trailer, I think.
Yeah,
bye. Give a wave. They're selling a lot of stuff over there, it looks like.
I hope so. You know, good for the program.
Yeah, all right. All right, thanks. Thanks, Claire. Appreciate it, and thanks for all the time you put in the softball program.
Thank you, Paul.
Stick around. I'm going to take a picture. That's Claire Borstedt. She's our Neonito Subway Player of the Game, and our Egg Plus Cooperative Player of the Game is going to be Claire's two-run single in the first inning to tie it up. That's our Egg Plus Cooperative Player of the Game. And that'll wrap things up here at Lockerbie Valley. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score, the Eagles 11 and the Lakeview Lakers 3.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Hey, Lily, guess what?
What, Vanessa?
It's almost summer. You know what that means.
It's time for the Stampede to Fun.
Sure is. I love Stampede to Fun. It's at Lacaparo Fairgrounds in Madison on Wednesday, May 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's completely free.
I love going to the Stampede to Fun. I wonder what things they will have there this year.
This year, they will have yard games. Lots of yard games.
Yard games? That sounds fun.
There will also be fire trucks, Madison Ambulance, a helicopter, city trucks, tractors, a bike rodeo, where you can sign up to win a free bike, vendors, and so much more.
That sounds fun, but I wonder what they will have to eat.
They'll be selling pulled pork sandwiches, hot dogs, chips and cheese, and cotton candy, and free root beer floats donated by Madison Healthcare Services.
Awesome. I love cotton candy.
There's also a broken crayon drive. Bring all your broken crayons to donate.
Well, let's make sure and go.
Oh, for sure. I'll tell all my friends.
Can't wait, and I'll bring my broken crayons for admission.
Wait, what if it rains?
You better bring an umbrella because this event is held rain or shine.
See you on Wednesday, May 15th at the Lacaparo County Fairgrounds from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Stampede to Fund, sponsored by Strengthening the Family.
Hi, this is Brian Fernholz with Flattable Land. We are pleased to announce the upcoming auction featuring two parcels of high-quality farmland in Lacaparl County. These farms are located in Sections 19 and 30 of Camp Release Township. The two farms have a total of 171.16 tillable acres. The auction will be held on July 9th at 1 o'clock at the Montevideo VFW. You will also have the opportunity to bid online if you choose. For more information on these farms, please call me at 320-226-4504 or check out our website at flattableland.com. We look forward to seeing you at the auction.
Time to head on over to Prairie Grain Partners in Clarkfield. Got Lisa Bornhorst on the horn here today. And Lisa, how are things going over in Clarkfield this afternoon?
Well, things are going really good. It's such a beautiful day out there.
It is. Another sunny day and a little breeze, and just everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, right? That's the way we like it.
Yep, ready to golf.
That's right. Now, the market's making us happy. That's the next question.
Oh, yeah. The grain markets, we're probably not so happy today, but the grain markets closed lower.
Can't have everything, I guess.
Well, that's right. That's very true. Anyway, they closed lower on news of used cooking oil was not on the list of tariffs that the White House was expected to impose today. Therefore, canola oil and soybean oil still have lots of competition in making biofuels, which put some pressure on the beans today. Closing grain markets for Prairie Grain Partners delivered to Clarkfield for nearby corn is 431, closing down 5. New crop is 443, closing down 2. And January 25 is 458, closing down 1.25. Soybeans for nearby delivery are 1125, closing down 5. July is 1140, closing down 5. And new crop is 1130, closing down 7.25. For more information, visit our website at prairiegrainpartners.com. Or contact Jeff or Lisa at 320-669-7501. Prairie Grain Partners, properly growing profits.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lisa. You have a great day there. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Maynard.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Pals, buddies, friends, neighbors.
Customers. I think we should show our appreciation to them.
That's a good idea.
Let's have a customer appreciation event on May 15th from 11:30 to 1:30.
With free burgers from Cattleman's and also free...
Let's give away some door prizes too, like twins tickets, a TV, a gift card, and some kids prizes.
Let's do it.
Come out to Heartland on Wednesday, May 15th from 11:30 to 1:30 for our customer appreciation cookout.
The State Bank of Taunton, the home bank for home people, would like to salute everyone in...